B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand, whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
All right, Randy, welcome to Unfriended. You have a bit of a different type of unfriended. It's involving your sister, and you think you know why she unfriended you. It evidently involves some rude comment on Facebook.
They consider it rude. It was just a joke. My sister Christina, she posts like a throwback pic on her newsfeed. It's her and her friends in, you know, bikinis, drinks in hand type deal, and from when they were younger. And I just thought, like, is this appropriate? You girls are like moms now, you know. Maybe.
Wait, why would it be inappropriate? It's a throwback picture.
No, I just, like, you know, it's my sister. My sister has kids, and her friends have kids. It's like, you know, they're old enough to look on Facebook. You know, it's a little inappropriate.
You're saying that moms shouldn't be posting photos of themselves in bikinis. And you're telling us you said it as a joke.
I commented in the section that a joke, just, you know, that it.
It doesn't sound like you were joking.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a joke at all.
And by the way, texting jokes and Instagram comment jokes and Facebook comment jokes read differently than they're said.
This is why I have everything turned off on Facebook.
Yeah, but with that being said, I'm hearing what he's saying, and if he said that to my face, I don't think I'd laugh.
Right, especially if he said it like he's saying it.
Yeah.
Like, do you really believe it, or are you
I just don't want my nieces to, you know, see that kind of thing.
So
you know what
it.
I
okay.
mean? Like, I
good news, they're
joking.
Not your kids.
But, you know, but what's worse is that it's, you know, her friends that were, like, commenting after my comment and, like, trashing me. And then all of a sudden my sister unfriends me. So it's like, okay.
So you haven't spoken with your sister since, and you said this was about a week. It's been about a week?
Yeah, about that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't talked.
Did anybody respond on the comments?
Yeah, two of her friends were, like, super rude to me in their comments. And I was like, you know, just. Good Lord, get over it. Relax. It was kind of a joke, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it wasn't. Okay. I can't wait to have your sister on the phone. We have her on hold. She has no clue why she's joining the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show. Let's go ahead and bring her in and see how awkward this gets. Christina.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show. We appreciate you joining us live on the radio. That means a lot to us. We have your brother on the phone, too, Randy.
Randy?
Hey, Chrissy.
Hey, what's up? What is this?
Just wondering why you're unfriending me on Facebook.
Seriously, Randy?
Yeah.
You know why I unfriended you on Facebook. I mean, you, like, went after me and my friends, and it was in a really ugly way, and you got them really pissed off.
Oh, come on. It was a joke. Stop.
It was like a 12-comment thread.
Not you guys.
It was like pages of arguments of you going back and forth.
Oh, really? He didn't say that. He said that your friends made a couple comments, but all he said was it was a joke.
It's, you know how much anxiety it gives me that every time I get a notification, it's yet another back and forth between Randy and one of my girlfriends? I mean, they were defending themselves because you kind of put them on blast and you, like, insulted us. I mean, yeah, we're moms, but that doesn't mean we can't post something, a memory where we had fun. What, because we were in our bikinis?
I agree.
I mean, you can tease me because you're my brother, but you, like, insulted all of us. I get it because you're my brother, but I can't defend you to my friends. Like, they have every right to say the things that they said, and I don't feel bad that they did. I mean,
Well, Chris,
you were saying some ugly stuff, and then you didn't even let it go.
I'm not worried about your friends. I don't care.
Oh my God.
I'm worried about
you. But that's my platform. It's my page, you know? Look, we're not going to resolve this right now on the phone. Like I got to talk to you later. I'm not going to accept your friend request. I honestly don't think you should be my friend on social media. You're my brother. We're family. But, I mean, I got to go. I got to take my kids to school. And, guys, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude.
No.
We get it.
I can't deal with this right now.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Sounds good. We're sorry that we got into your morning routine, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
Randy, dude. I don't even know if there's anything that needs to be said.
No.
Besides goodbye.
This is a, you know what? Whatever, man. It's not a big deal. Thanks anyway.
You got it, man. Thanks for doing Unfriended with us this morning. She seemed really annoyed with him.
Yeah.
Like there's probably more to it than just the whole Facebook thing. Like, Randy seems like kind of an annoying sibling.
I was
going to
say, I was a little annoyed with him by the end.
I know. So here's what we want to know from you guys. Like, do you have an annoying sibling? Do you have a Randy in your life? My middle brother and my older brother, they're always annoyed by each other. And I think it's just because they're so close in age. Neither one of them wants to back down when there's a discussion about anything. They're both right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Roy's having a sneezing fit over there. You okay, buddy?
I'm fine. I just like my 15th sneeze.
Yeah, seriously, that's 12. I've been counting.
You're definitely going to break a rib.
I know.
Sneezing.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.